Ah, but now I see a tall, slender, amiable chap ankling our way. That fine fellow, splendid actor, Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you, Bang.
Oh, Jimmy, it's nice to see you. You know, this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you since you became a father.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a pretty easy time with Bang. I was out of the hospital in 7 days.
I suppose the doctor warned you about lifting things.
Yes. I still take it easy on the stairs. But only 6 months, you know.
Must have been a big jolt, huh, Jim? A confirmed bachelor like you having twins right off the bat?
Well, I thought Gloria would be angry, but she didn't seem to mind at all.
Her wives are very understanding. I like to see you, though, Jim. When you got the news that you were the father of twins, I'll bet you really went wild, huh?
I sure did.
What did you say?
Golly.
You had twins, all you said was golly?
I said it twice.
Then you really blew your top. Let's see now, you and Gloria had twin girls, didn't you?
That's right, Bing, twin girls. And first thing I know, they'll start growing up, and then they'll go to school, and they'll graduate, and they'll start going out on dates and getting married and settle down and have children of their own. By golly, I don't like it.
You don't... You don't like what?
Well, being a grandfather at my age.
Wait a minute. Time flies, but not that fast. I bet you really have a time with those kids, though, don't you? Do you help Gloria take care of them? Do you bathe them and change them and such?
No, Bing, I'm not much help in that department. I'm just not built that way.
Don't you even feed them?
Same answer. No. Now, when it comes to mixing a formula, I'm a flop.
You can't mix a formula. Why don't you run over to Chasen's, let Dave Chasen stir up a formula for you?
No. Gloria has much better recipe for pablum than Chasen's.
He'll think of something. Jimmy, you're in for the biggest thrill of your life. You know something? It won't be long now till you'll be spending your first Christmas with your kids.
Yeah, I gotta fatten up something. I'm gonna play Santa Claus.
I don't think you'll ever make it with a knife and fork, Jim. You'll have to use pillows for stuffing like the rest of us.
Yeah, Bang, speaking of Christmas...
I don't need many pillows either.
Speaking of Christmas, that's why I came down to see you.
What do you mean?
Well, I want to buy Gloria a present, and I thought I might get her something intimate.
Oh, well, Jimmy, that's a little out of my line. I don't know anything about...
Well, Bing, I always looked upon you as a man of the world, and I thought you might take me shopping. I think wives like to get dainty presents, you know, something lacy and sheer.
Of all people, you.
Will you help me, Bing?
I certainly will, and I know just the place to go.
Where? Where?
Over at Orbach's. I saw the flimsiest... Get a laugh with Orbach's. Yeah. I saw the flimsiest, sheerest, laciest handkerchiefs there, and I'll take you over right now.
Oh, well, Bing, I'm man enough to walk into a store and buy handkerchiefs alone.
Well, Jimmy, you can't buy anything lacier or sheerer or more attractive than these handkerchiefs I saw.
Oh, yes, you can.
This boy's been looking at the ads in Harper's Bazaar.
That's right, I have.
Well, then out with it. What do you want to buy, Gloria?
Well, I don't know what you call them, but I'll know them when we see them.
This here is real top secret. Okay, Jimmy. I know a very nice lady shop. It's right here on Vine Street.
Oh?
We can run right over now.
Oh, now? Well, don't you have to work, Bing?
Oh, this beats working, Jim. Come on, let's go.
Gosh, Bing, I've been thinking this over. Maybe I'd better get Gloria some kitchenware.
No, you got a great idea, Jim. Stick with it. Here's the shop right here. Fifi's Fluorescent Flimsies. Limited, very limited. Let's go in.
Oh, gee, just looking in the window is frightening. I'm scared. Let's walk around the block again. Think this over, huh?
We walk by here once more, they'll think we're picketing the joint. Come on, Jim.
gentlemen. May I help you?
Yes. May my friend and I have a glass of water?
Oh, come on, speak up.
Bing, this is a girl.
Well, who do you expect to wait on you, Baron Leone or something?
Do you have any gloves, miss?
Gloves, nothing. Show us some fluorescent flimsies. Come on.
Very well. Would you like to see something in a slip?
Well, I'd like to see a slip, but I think it should be empty.
Here's a very nice imported slip. Are you sure you wouldn't like it modeled?
No, no. My friend is very bashful. You just give it to me. I'll try it on. Well, here we are. There we are. What do you think, Jim?
I think it's terrific.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Well, it's none of my business, but I don't think it does anything for you.
He's not buying it for me. I'm the technical advisor on this thing.
No, you see, miss, I'm trying to get a Christmas present from a wife.
Oh, you're married.
That goes for me, too.
Well, then, perhaps your wife would like one of these marabou bed jackets.
Gee, that is nice and fluffy, isn't it? Try that one on, Bang.
Oh, these feathers tickle so.
I'll put one more thing on. I'll get an offer from John Robert Powers here.
Here's a novelty this year, a fancy garters like the French can-can dancers wear.
Oh, toss me a couple of those. I need some sleeve holders.
And here's another new item this season. They're called waist cinchers.
Oh, those are very good.
They are?
Yeah.
They're little half corsets that give Madame a very slim waistline.
No, that's not fancy enough.
Well, then, how about a negligee?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. How about some mules?
No, we got a dog and a cat. I don't think we...
Perhaps your wife would like a nice taffeta petticoat.
Well, yeah, that might be... Oh, quick! Quick, Bing! What? Duck down behind the counter.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Quick, duck down here!
What's wrong?
Boy, that was a close one.
What happened?
Luella was looking in the window.
She'll never recognize me with all these fancy duds on.
Yeah, no, but she's liable to think I have a date with Mae West.
I don't look that good.
If you gentlemen will get up off the floor, I'd like to show you something that I think would make a lovely gift.
Well, what's that?
This is a new perfume from Paris. It's called Good Night, Irene.
Oh, that's fine. I'll take a pint of it.
No, wait a minute. If that's the stuff I think it is, don't even pull the cork, Jim.
What's wrong, Bing? Why can't I buy some of this perfume?
It's dynamite, Jim. That stuff's dynamite. One whiff of that, you'd go shopping alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I might take that tab of the petticoat. Will you wrap it as a gift, please, miss?
Oh, we can pick it up later, Jim. Let's get back to the broadcast, huh?
Okay.
Just a minute, please.
What's wrong?
Will you please take off that slip, those garters, and that bed jacket?
Here you are, miss. I'm really very sorry. I forgot I had this stuff on. Help me off with this slip, will you, pal?
Get out the way you got in.
Well, I'll make it myself then. Here you are. Goodbye, miss.
Goodbye. And I'll thank you also to take off that waist cincher.
That he came in with.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, I'll never come here again. Well, let's sound off for Chesterfield with me. You kick off.
Fifty 1,800 tobacco men have shown you before, they'll show you again, that Chesterfields are really best, they're really best by mildness, yes.
They smell mild,
Chesterfield,
then they smoke mild,
Chesterfield,
milder, 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 Chesterfield.
That's right, in plant research, precise and exact, scientists prove this important fact. Chesterfield in every case left no unpleasant aftertaste. Mildness plus
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus
no aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
At the movie studios that rate, Chesterfields are doing great. They're tops with the stars in Hollywood. If you don't smoke them, you certainly should. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
Well, you sold me, Ben. Our closing selection this evening is America the Beautiful. This will be sung as a duet with Miss Alberghetti, because Anna Maria, you know, has only been in this country a few months. But this is the song that she loves, and she's learned it, and it's at her suggestion that we do it. John, I think we're ready.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain,
for purple mountain majesties, and on the river
clear.
For joining us this evening.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Bing. I'm just a little worried about my shopping, though. Yeah. You think maybe I should have bought a camisole?
If you want to send something to Grandma Moses, it'd be nice. Jimmy, will you give my best to Gloria and the kids?
I sure will, Bing.
And don't forget, you people with service friends overseas, the post office people say tomorrow is the last day you can mail your Christmas packages in order for them to arrive overseas in time for Christmas. And remember, overseas, they'll like Chesterfields just as much as you do. So tonight, or tomorrow for sure, sound off for Chesterfield. Send a Christmas package and do it today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Alexis Smith, Bert Wheeler, and Tony Arden.